Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the New York Mets and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Larry Brohit. Batting second. The shortstop, Charlie Neal. Batting third. The right fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Choo Choo Coleman. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ted Schreiber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Jackson. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ty Klein. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Torre. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tommy Aaron. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dennis Menke. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Bob Shaw. And now, play ball. Larry Brohit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohit strikes out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein strikes out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling takes first base on ball four. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bowling moves to second. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bowling scores. It's 1-0, Braves. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schreiber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Shaw. Snider moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. One out. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aaron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coleman for the out. Snider moves to third. Two outs. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness hits a fly ball into left field. Menke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Mets nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schreiber juggles the ball. That's an error on Schreiber. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke strikes out. There goes Aaron. The throw from Coleman to second, and Aaron is out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schreiber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Schreiber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schreiber hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Brautigan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brautigan is 0-for-1 in the game. Brautigan bunts towards the mound. Shaw catches it and throws to first to double up Jackson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Mets nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brautigan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brautigan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. Aaron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-1 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snider hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Mets nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Matthews strikes out. One out. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0-for-1 in the game. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. Aaron hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. Menke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0 for 1 in the game. Harkness hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Schreiber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schreiber is 0 for 1 in the game. Schreiber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews juggles the ball. That's an error on Matthews. Harkness moves to second. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Mets nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0 for 1 in the game. Menke strikes out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2 to nothing, Braves. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Shaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 0 for 2 in the game. Cline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burrott fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Burrott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrott is 0 for 2 in the game. Burrott is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a fly ball into center field. Cline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aaron fields the ball and throws to Shaw covering. Safe. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Mets nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 2 in the game. Aaron hits a line drive towards short. Neal reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bowling moves to second. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 2 in the game. Torre takes first base on ball 4. Bowling moves to third. Matthews moves to second. Tommy Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 2 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman is called out on strikes. One out. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bowling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harkness hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Schreiber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schreiber is 0-for-2 in the game. Schreiber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harkness moves to second. Marv Thronberry pinch hits for Al Jackson. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harkness scores. Schreiber moves to third. It's 2-1, Braves. Rod Cannell pinch runs for Marv Thronberry. Cliff Cook pinch hits for Larry Burrite. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schreiber scores. Cannell moves to second. It's Mets, 2, Braves, 2. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Rod Cannell now playing second base. Tracy Stallard now pitching. LeMay pinch hits for Dennis Menke. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into right field. Crane Poole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Gus Bell pinch hits for Bob Shaw. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive towards first. Harkness catches it and steps on first to double up McMillan. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Braves 2. The Mets will come to bat. LeMay now playing left field. Denny LeMaster now pitching. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cranepool moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cranepool moves to third. Snyder moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-3 in the game. Coleman strikes out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Harkness hits a fly ball towards left. May catches it and throws to third to double up Snyder. Cranepool tags and scores. It's 3-2, Mets. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-3 in the game. Klein strikes out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Bowling strikes out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-3 in the game. Aaron hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Braves 2. The Mets will come to bat. Claude Raymond now pitching. Ted Schreiber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schreiber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schreiber hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard bunts towards the mound. Raymond fields it and throws to first for the out. Cannell moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Neal takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Cranepool strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Matthews is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Torre is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mac Jones pinch hits for Tommy Aaron. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 4, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.